But first, in Victoria, it is illegal to protest within 150 metres of an abortion clinic. Last month, similar legislation passed the upper house in the New South Wales Parliament. But nationwide, Australia's abortion laws aren't consistent. In both New South Wales, it's a criminal code, whereas in Victoria, the ACT, Tasmania and the Northern Territory, it is legal up to various points in a pregnancy. There are calls to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales and Queensland, where advocates say the stigma created by criminalising the procedure prevents women from having control over their own bodies. Caitlin McHugh has more.
I asked Adrienne Walters, senior lawyer at the Australian Human Rights Law Centre, how abortion is regulated around Australia.
The abortion laws around Australia vary considerably. In some states, women face criminal prosecution for decisions they make about their bodies. So in New South Wales and in Queensland, abortion still exists in the criminal code. It's in laws that are over 100 years old. Judges hearing cases about abortions have created exceptions to those laws. And in some states, those exceptions are now in the law. But what it does is it puts decision-making control into the hands of doctors. So it says abortion's a crime except for in certain circumstances. And depending on where you are, those circumstances can include where her life is at risk or where her health is at risk. In New South Wales, it's also relevant if the social and economic circumstances are such that a doctor thinks that an abortion is appropriate.
Caroline DeCosta, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at James Cook University in Cairns, says access to abortion is often dependent on social circumstances. Are the abortion services available across Australia adequate?
Well, they're very patchy in the capital cities, and particularly for women who know where to find the services and who are able to pay, the services are available. For women who live in rural and remote areas and for women who are disadvantaged and for women who don't have the money, it is still extremely difficult in many cases.
And does that make it more difficult for practitioners to actually provide medical services to people seeking abortions?
Because abortion is still a crime, although there are defences for a doctor who is charged with the crime, many doctors don't want to be directly involved in abortion. Most general practitioners, in my experience, want to be able to refer a woman to a safe and sympathetic service, but they don't necessarily want to perform or assist with an abortion themselves. And so it in areas, particularly rural and remote areas, and for certain ethnic groups and disadvantaged women, it can be very hard to access abortion in both those states.
Dr. Maureen Faruqi, New South Wales Greens MP, tabled a bill in the state's parliament last year to decriminalise abortion. The bill failed to pass a vote, and I asked Dr. Faruqi why she thought that was.
Particularly one of the reasons is that we are in an atmosphere where there is a very conservative parliament in New South Wales. There is the Christian Democratic Party, which holds the balance of power. And to be really frank, during that debate, and even before that, when discussions were happening about decriminalising abortion, you find out how patriarchal society is still in Australia and in New South Wales. But their views are so distinctly different from the vast majority of the people in New South Wales, and I think that's a really sad thing. Poll after poll shows that an overwhelming majority of people in New South Wales support the decriminalisation of abortion, which makes complete sense. We are in 2018.
Despite the bill's failure, Dr. Faruqi has bigger hopes for the availability of abortion in New South Wales.
What I want to do, apart from decriminalisation, is to also have pregnancy termination services in public hospitals. I think that's really where we want to go, because at the moment it is mostly privatised service and that is provided, but we need to have this service provided in public hospitals, which is not the case at the moment. It's pretty much a lottery sometimes which public hospital you go to, whether you get the service or not. So I think that's the next step that has to be taken.
Yeah, and is that lack of public services a result of a lack of funding, or is it to do with the actual criminal nature of abortion right now?
I think it's actually got to do with both, because I have spoken to young women who have told me stories about their treatment if there was a story, for example, for young women where something went wrong with their termination, they ended up in a public hospital and were left there in excruciating pain for 3 days, and the nurses kept telling them this was, a political hold-up. So I think it's both. It's actually the criminalized nature of abortion, and it is a lack of understanding and funding for the need and availability of pregnancy termination services, which are provided publicly and which are provided cheaply.
What do you think the timeline kind of is for decriminalization? Do you think it would be the next decade or the next election cycle?
I hope it's not the next decade. I think we've waited too long already. And this is what I was told as well many times during the campaign, was it's not the right time. Let's not do it now. I mean, we've waited for more than 100 years. We don't want to wait for another 100 years.
Maureen Faruqi, New South Wales Greens MP, signing off on that report by Caitlin McHugh.